Hello, folks. This is Peggy Garvey McMahon, your volunteer reader for Sun Sounds, and I have Time Magazine for you today. This is week two of our biweekly issue, and we're continuing with the Time's top 100 most influential people. And as promised last week, this week I'll be reading you the icons and the innovators of Time's top 100 influential people. And let's start with the icons. We've got Rauw Alejandro, Victoria Beckham, Sterling K. Brown, Alan Cumming, Hilary Duff, Shirin Ebadi, Ethan Hawke, Walter Hood, Kate Hudson, Chloe Kim, Alisa Liu, Kika Matos, and Wagner Moura. Our first most influential person in the icon category is Wagner Moura, a remarkable performer. And this is by Jeremy Strong. I had the honor of serving on the jury of the Cannes Film Festival last year. One night, I sat in the back of the enormous Palais Theater and watched in admiration and awe as Wagner Moura carried us through the 1970s Recife, Brazil, and then carried us somewhere where reserved for transcendent performances into the heart of life. The jury awarded him the prize for Best Actor. Long a legend in Brazil, he has been on the world stage for some time now, but this past year, Moura punched a hole through the world's ceiling. Also at Cannes last year, Robert De Niro made a speech in which he said, "Fascists should fear art." Moura, living under Jair Bolsonaro's right-wing government from 2019 to 2023, is someone who understands that democracy and freedom are things you have to fight for every day, an idea that our often somnolent country is quickly waking up to. Moura is not afraid to use the humanizing, galvanizing power of art as a weapon. From The Secret Agent to his feature directing debut, Margarella, an indictment of the Brazilian military dictatorship, to his work on stage last year and in an adaptation of Ibsen's Enemy of the People. How far are you willing to go to fight for the truth? He is a force of the political and the human, a duo we desperately need more of. When De Niro said fascists should fear art, he was talking about artists like Moura, the kind of artist we need more than ever right now. And Strong is an Emmy and Tony-winning actor. Our next icon is Walter Hood, Involving History, and this is by Kate Orrell. For Walter Hood, landscape is not an abstract site to be improved. Deep stories and hidden histories that he invokes, shapes, and casts into the public imagination. In the African Ancestors Memorial Garden that he and his team of hood designers created at the International African Museum in Charleston, South Carolina, the ebb and flow of waters from the harbor reveal and shroud emblems of the transatlantic slave trade. At the water's edge, a diagram of the slave ship Brooks is interpreted in sculptural form with a rhythmic expression. It's a profound reminder that the ground beneath our feet is always and everywhere inscribed by the social and environmental contexts. After he's riffing on the intertwined practices of landscape architecture, sculpture, and cultural anthropology, or crafting community parks in his native Oakland, California, his work allows us all to take part in a wider civic conversation. Walter has an almost kaleidoscopic power to ground us where we are by propelling us into the past and simultaneously toward more just futures that are slowly coming into focus. And Orl is a landscape architect and the founder of Scape. Our next icon, folks, is Kate Hudson, Radiant and Real. And this is by Mindy Kaling. My relationship with Kate Hudson started the way every good Hollywood relationship does, while we were both being ignored at an Oscars party. We were in line for portraits when a very famous person, who I won't name because I'm classy, cut in front of us. Kate and I exchanged a quick look. Did that just happen? And I remember thinking, I want to be friends with her. So naturally, I created an entire show to make that happen. Working together on Running Point, I grew to admire her more. I always knew that she was funny, but I learned that her timing comes from a place of humility. She's also an incredible dramatic actress who can sing, something that she proves in Song Sung Blue. Kate makes being the coolest girl in the room feel effortless. And then, just to keep it interesting, she keeps changing what that means. She doesn't cling to any version of herself. She keeps moving, keeps trying things, keeps making it look like a very good idea to trust your instincts and go where the fun is. And somehow, she makes it all look easy, which is the hardest thing in the world. And Kaling is an actor, an Emmy-nominated writer, and producer. Our next icon is Rao Alejandro, a creative juggernaut, and this is by Taney. The first time Rao Alejandro, and also our first time really getting to know each other, had heard of his talent, but I wasn't expecting how productive the session would be. Rao brings the best out of me each time we collaborate, and that's something that doesn't happen often. His level of creativity matches mine, and it makes it possible to make the possibilities endless. I've since seen him grow with each project while working on his craft and pushing us both creatively. That level of dedication and focus is why he is one of the artists responsible for taking the urban and Latin genres to places that we haven't seen or heard before. On his most recent project, Casa Nuestra, Rao combines different eras and modern sounds with traditional rhythms and dances on a stage with a Broadway feel. This is something only Rao can do. He is just one of the most talented artists of his generation. I am so excited to see where he takes us next. And Taney is a Grammy-winning record producer and songwriter. Okay, next icon, folks, Hilary Duff, Renaissance Woman, and this is by Nicole Ritchie. Hilary Duff has been my friend for about 7 years. But in the minds of millennials everywhere, she's been our friends for most of our lives. Terry didn't just go to music school and raise your voice. I did too. When her dad finally accepted her gift and her dream, I was happy for both of us. So I would like to speak for us all by saying that we experienced one big collective surge of serotonin when she released new music. Hilary exists in that rare space of both nostalgia and now. She reminds us of a time that felt safe and full of possibilities. But she also grew up, unapologetically. She built a family, a career, and an overall rhythm that is expansive and authentic. She is the girl we danced with in our bedrooms when, and the woman that we all want to have dinner with now. Grounded, glowing, and fully herself. Something, mothering four children, leading a massive pop resurgent, and still making time for a fun night with her girlfriends for a glass of wine, or seven. I'm letting the rain fall down and my hair down and feeling mature through it all. And Richie is an actor and an entrepreneur. Okay, next we have Ethan Hawke, a true artist, and this is by Laura Linney. For Ethan Hawke, being an artist is a vocation first and a profession second. Very few brave so courageously on a daily basis, year after year, walked the walk of a true artist. Whether he is acting in film or on stage, directing, sculpting a documentary, interpreting poetry, rousing his guitar, or playing with the architecture of a novel, Ethan leads with an infectious curiosity, modesty, and vast amounts of love. He embodies generosity of spirit. He is invigorated like a kid on Christmas morning to discover what the arts will teach him and teach us next. When someone asks me to point to an artist whose skill is becoming more powerful and refined with each decade and whose authenticity is a ballast so needed in today's world, I point with joy to Ethan Hawke. And Laura Linney is an Emmy-winning and Oscar and Tony-nominated actor. Next icon, Kika Matos, a fierce advocate. And this is by Morales Raquero. Rico Matos goes deep. She scuba dives, exploring the vast secrets of the ocean. Her pursuit allows her to delve far beyond what meets the eye, pushing past discomfort and into the unknown. In her work, too, Kika is unafraid of depth. She fights for the people, especially the most vulnerable and marginalized in our country. For decades, she has fought for and alongside people on death row, working class families, and immigrants. As the president of National Immigration Law Center and Immigrant Justice Fund, Kika faces pressure with steadiness rather than retreat. Since she stepped into the role in 2023, racial justice, decriminalization, and immigrants' rights have been at the forefront of her work. She has tirelessly challenged the Trump administration on topics ranging from ICE officers wearing face coverings to the rights of unaccompanied migrant children. As I think about Kika's impact for our country, I think about her diving, a fierce, brave explorer, shining light on parts of our world that often go unseen. But she also understands the freedom in an infinite sea. And Morales Raquero is the founder and executive director of Marimono. Next, we have Elisa Liu, Champion of Joy, and this is by Bowen Yang. How can someone be so casual about being the best in the world? That's for Elisa Liu to know and the rest of us to witness in a screaming frenzy. She's flipped her ponytail after finishing a historic program that won her an Olympic gold medal for her figure skating. She shrugged off inane questions while sending a song to the top of the charts. She somehow made her triumphs feel unsentimental to herself, but meaningful to everyone else. She's also a wonderful friend, a loyal teammate, a style icon with an activist lineage and impeccable music taste. All of those selves converge when she takes the ice, completely relaxed, ready to present something greater than the sum of its Lutzes set to a multiple Gaga medleys. Like I said, taste. Watching her from the stands in Milan, I felt so many inherited knots of expectation loosening, filial piety, social pressure, and unstriped hair. That's what great artists do. They make you reconsider what you've been carrying and invite you to join them in being the light on their feet. What can I say? What can I do? I'm a big fan of Alyssa's for life, and I won't be casual about it. And Yang is an Emmy-nominated actor and comedian. Chloe Kim, our next icon, is an Olympic sensation. This is by Sunisa Lee. Chloe Kim makes effort look cool. Any athlete who has competed at the highest level knows how much work goes into moments that look effortless from the outside. What I love about Chloe is that she doesn't pretend it's easy. She embraces the grind of Olympic snowboarding and still brings so much style, confidence, and personality to everything that she does. This past year, she's continued to show what it means to compete on your own terms. Chloe has been open about the pressures of elite sports and unapologetic about protecting her mental health. That kind of honesty is powerful, especially for young athletes who we are watching and learning what success can actually look like. Chloe shows up exactly as herself, and that authenticity resonates far beyond snowboarding. Seeing Chloe lead with confidence means so much to me as an Asian American athlete. She's showing young girls everywhere that they belong in spaces where they may not always see themselves and that they can succeed without changing who they are. And Lee is an Olympic gold medalist in gymnastics. Our next icon is Alan Cumming, a captivating person of charisma. And this is by Lisa Kudrow. This will come as no surprise to you. Alan Cumming is just as spectacular in person as he is on your television screen. I mean, are you kidding? He steps into the room and you can't help but think, yeah, glorious. Everything about him is thrilling. And yet there's something about him that makes you feel like you can take a deep, calming breath whenever he's near. He is so fully himself, so fine, so authentic, that simply being around him feels like a celebration. It's really no wonder that everyone is drawn to him. Watching him on The Traitors is so much fun, not only because he always looks fantastic, but because he plays such a great villain. The Alan I know off screen is sweet, bubbly, and friendly. He chooses joy, he chooses glee, and he sees the wonderful in everything. He's a phenomenal person and also, luckily for us, a brilliant performer. Alan can do anything and everything, and that's really all there is to it. And Lucy Kudrow is an Emmy-winning actor. Another icon, folks, is Victoria Beckham, a daring designer. And this is by Anna Wintour. I remember when Victoria first showed Vogue one of her earliest collections, not long after her Spice Girl days. I'd already met her backstage at Madison Square Garden with my children, but fashion designing was a new identity for her then. I was expecting a rack of dresses and maybe a brief hello, followed by a quick disappearance. But she stayed and talked us through every look. I was struck by how intent she was on putting her work out there. Even established designers aren't completely comfortable doing that. That the Victoria Beckham that I've come to know, a designer who is fearless as she is gifted. When she was made a Knight of the Order of the Arts and Letters in the French Ministry of Culture in January, my first thought was that the recognition was overdue. She stepped into fashion in 2008 and hasn't stopped yet, adding a beauty line and fragrances. She's also become something of a Netflix star alongside her husband. Victoria may have been in the public eye for most of her life, but it's her family that means the most to her. And Wintour is the Condé Nast Chief Content Officer and the Vogue Global Editorial Director. Folks, you're listening to Sun Sounds, and this is week two of Time Magazine, and we just finished the Icons section of Time's 100 Most Influential People. And I'm going to move on now to the Innovators section. And the innovators in the Time 100 Most Innovative People are Jeremy Allaire, Daniela Amodei, Dario Amodei Mashima, Bailey, Matthew Blazy, Mary Luz, Kanaku Maraji, Cao Fei, John Ferner, Nikki Glazer, Vikas Kayana, Hilary Knight, Wayun Noah Lies, Neil Mohan, Luciano Morero, Londro Norris, Tony Tyson, and Sabrina Walter. And the first of those innovators is Nikki Glazer. Crushing comedy, and this is by Chris Rock. The thing I love about Nikki Glazer is she has the decency to be scared, and you can tell that the decency to be scared is because how she works. So many comics get egoed out, performing only to their fans in the safest possible environment. They fall in love with their delivery and mistakes rather than their actual craftsmanship. Nikki has all the tools for a comedic stardom. She's got the look, she's got the voice. By the most underrated part of being a comedian, think Bernie Mac, Roseanne Barr, and the great voice of Cat Williams. She's also got a strong point of view and is extremely likable. Writing jokes for stand-up is one of the hardest things that a writer can do. Lots of writers are funny, but no one ever said, "Toni Morrison bombed last night." George Carlin once said to me, "I am no show business person. I'm a comedian." When I see Nikki on television, no matter the assignment, she's not there to be your friend. She's there to crush it. I've seen Nikki host the Golden Globes twice and couldn't tell you who won a single award, but I remember Nikki crushed. Lorne Michaels used to say to me, "You can't make an entrance if you never leave." I hope Nikki takes her time and explores all aspects of her gift. I hope she realizes that she has the potential and is not just a great comedian, but a great artist who uses the power that comes with this moment to approach her career like Madonna or Leonardo DiCaprio and work with only the best. I hope it's just the beginning of an incredible, multifaceted Steve Martin-esque career. And Rock is an Emmy and Grammy-winning comedian. Our next innovator is Vikas Khanna, a cultural force, and this is by Eric Ripert. Chef Vikas Khanna is above all a man of extraordinary heart. His generosity extends far beyond the kitchen, teaching communities across the world with compassion, dignity, and a deep sense of responsibility. What makes Vikas so unique is his ability to connect with people from every walk of life, using food as a universal language to build bridges and to foster understanding. He carries his culture with immense pride, sharing the richness of Indian traditions while making them accessible and meaningful to global audiences. With Bungalow, he has created more than a restaurant. It is a living expression of storytelling. Each dish reflects memory, heritage, and the collective voice of his team, giving space to narratives that deserve to be heard. Vikas reminds us that the influence is measured not only by success, but also by how deeply we uplift and connect with others. And Ripert is a James Beard Award-winning chef, and he's the co-owner of La Berardine. Okay, our next innovator is Matthew Blasi, a runaway success. This is by Margaret Qualley. I recently went to the spring and summer Chanel Couture Show. The collection was dreamy and otherworldly. I got to congratulate Matthew Blasi after the show, and what he said stuck with me. In times like these, we have to give hope. I find myself thinking about the path of being relatable and the path of being aspirational. Chanel is aspirational, but thanks to Matthew, it's maintained its humanity. He hasn't lost his goodness in order to achieve greatness. Matthew's impression is at once intimate and grand. I want to really know him. I care what he thinks, and I'm endlessly eager to see what he makes, like a good marriage where the yearning never dies. And Qualley is an Emmy and Golden Globe nominated actor. Our next innovator, folks, is Chow Fei, a contemporary creative, and this is by Muchia Prada. Throughout her career, Chinese artist Chow Fei has explored every aspect of our world, demonstrating great versatility and design in her use of a broad range of technologies and languages. Since we first met her in 2007, I've known her to be one of the artists best able to analyze modernity in all of its most complex and contradictory aspects. Even so, she always keeps the human being in focus in a way that I find exceptional. She infuses her works with strong doses of irony, sarcasm, nostalgia, and sadness, showing that, in spite of all sorts of emotions and criticality, the most important thing is to have fun. Fun as the pungent weapon to resist all ideological and economic dominations, in the words of curator Hu Hanru. Her latest project, Dash, is on view at the Fondalizzone Prada in Milan, and it deepens her depictions of automation through an exhibition focused on smart agriculture in China and Southeast Asia. With this new work, she underlines how technology is never neutral. Instead, it can approach an almost divine dimension, revealing how traditional knowledge is never disappointing and can be reshaped in unexpected ways. And Prada is a fashion designer and president and director of the Fondalizzone Prada Museum. Folks, continuing with our innovators, our next innovator is Luciano Morera, Combating Disease, and this is by Scott O'Neill. For more than two decades, Luciano Morera has played a defining role in the development and large-scale deployment of the World Mosquito Program's Wolbachia method of breeding mosquitoes that cannot transmit deadly diseases like dengue, guiding it from a scientific discovery to lasting public health impact in Brazil, one of the countries most heavily burdened by mosquito-borne disease. After introducing the project to Brazil in 2012, Moreira has led its steady national expansion, building robust evidence to demonstrate the effectiveness of this nature-based approach while strengthening community partnerships and earning the public trust required to implement the idea on a large scale. This sustained effort culminated last year in a major milestone, the launch of the Wolbito do Brasil, the world's largest biofactory dedicated to breeding Wolbachia mosquitoes. With its ambition to protect more than 140 million people over the next decade, Moreira is helping define what is possible in the fight against mosquito-borne diseases. And O'Neill is the CEO of the World Mosquito Program. Okay, another innovator, folks. We've got Mashana Bailey, a transformative chef. And this is by Kamala Harris. The last time I met Mashana Bailey, we talked collard greens. We traded recipes in the kitchen of The Gray, her acclaimed restaurant in Savannah, surrounded by dozens of people's kitchen staff, campaign staff, and Secret Service agents. To many, chaos would be overwhelming. To Mashana, it was Thursday. Mashana has broken many barriers in her career. She demonstrates that chefs are leaders, not only in the kitchen, but also in their communities. Mashana embodies that ethos, including by questioning the next generation of groundbreaking chefs. And she displays the soft power culinary connection from Georgia to Paris. Her newest venture, Larette, which is by The Gray, has brought the flavors and stories of the American South to the City of Light. Mashana is a chef, teacher, and storyteller. Throughout her knowledge of history and her drive to build bridges between cultures and traditions, Mashana possesses the unique gift of connecting people through a bond of mutual understanding. I asked her recently about the most popular item on her Paris menu, and sure enough, it's shrimp and grits. Diplomacy happens in many forms. And Harris, a Democrat, is a former Vice President of the United States. Next, we have John Furner, Reinvigorating Retail, and this is by Brian Nicole. John Furner understands what makes a great retail experience because he has lived it at every level, from his early days as an hourly associate to his new role as Walmart's CEO. He has never lost sight of what it takes to serve customers well and support the employees who make it possible. He is known for steady judgment, clarity in tough moments, and an ability to focus teams on what matters most. From my seat on the Walmart board, I've watched John push the business forward to digital and AI innovation while strengthening e-commerce and improving supply chain performance, helping drive the company to a $1 trillion market value in February. He listens first, understands what the teams need, and then he acts with intention. What stands out most is how John leads people. He creates focus and brings stability when it counts. He never loses the human element, and his work is shaping the future of retail in ways that will define the industry for years to come. And Nicole is the chair and CEO of Starbucks. We have Mary Lou's Kanakuri Murray-Ari. She's an environmental protector, and this is by Kyla Mandel. In every sense of the word, the Marañon River is alive. Its coursing energy sustains Peru's Amazon rainforest and numerous indigenous communities. For the Curacama people, the riverbed is home to their ancestors. And in the face of oil spills, hydro dams, and dredging, Mary Lou's Kanakuri Murray-Ari has fought closely to protect this waterway. In 2024, Kanakuri and the Asociación de Mujeres Cana, a Kukama women's association for which she serves as president, won a landmark victory. The court ruled that the river had the same legal protections as a person, and the Peruvian government had violated its rights and must work to prevent future environmental harm. A 2025 Goldman Environmental Prize winner, Kanakuri has gone on to lead forestation efforts along the riverbanks. Her work marks a pivotal moment in the global effort to use law to protect nature's inherent right to thrive. And Mandel is a Time senior editor. Continuing with our innovators, we have Lando Norris, Dominant Racer. And this is by Paris Hilton. I first met Lando Norris at F1 Miami, and I instantly loved his energy. He's obviously incredibly talented, but what really makes him stand out is how kind, genuine, and down-to-earth he is. Even with all the pressure of the spotlight, he stays grounded, which is rare. Watching him become world champion in 2025 has been honestly amazing and well-deserved of such a major moment. I've also seen him with fans at races, and it's very special. He takes the time to connect with everyone, and you can tell that it truly means something to him. He's so fun and warm and approachable. I love that he's inspiring so many people by showing that you can work hard, reach the top, and still stay completely true to yourself. And Paris Hilton is an entrepreneur and a philanthropist. And next we have Tony Tyson, Illuminating the Universe. And this is by Risa Weschler. The new Vera C. Rubin Observatory is beginning the work that it was created for, a 10-year time-lapse of the entire southern sky known as the Legacy Survey of Space and Time, LSST. The Chilean observatory's first images were released in June, taken with a record-breaking 3,200 megapixel camera. They reveal the complex dance of nearby galaxies with tens of millions more beckoning in the distance. Rubin's power lies in its never-before-combined combination, wide, fast, and deep in the same time. 30 years ago, astronomers Tony Tyson had the vision to suggest this intriguing path and the persistence to build something that many thought was impossible. Throughout the construction, Tony, as chief scientist, played a critical role in tackling some of the thorniest research problems, pushing the boundaries of detector and survey design, and transforming bold ideas into a flagship observatory. The LSST will reveal millions of new objects every night, from asteroids to distant supernovas to collisions of neutron stars, and will map 50 billion galaxies and 30 brilliant stars, opening new discovery windows into the dark and dynamic universe and yielding a treasure of data for scientists to explore. And Wechsler is a professor of physics at Stanford University. Our next innovators are Daniela Amodei and Dario Amodei, and they will sound familiar to any loyal listeners to Time Magazine who may have remembered them from the article on AI that I read to you several weeks ago. And they are Steering an AI Giant by Billy Perigo. The buzzing AI company in the world right now is a family affair. Its leaders are siblings. Dario Amodei is CEO, while his sister Daniela is president. Anthropic's rapid ascent, half a decade after its founding, is a behemoth valued at some $380 billion, largely thanks to its affable AI chatbot, Claude, whose ubiquity has lit a fire under the competition, OpenAI, which by some accounts is on a lower path to profitability. But that success is also a double-edged sword. Now, Anthropic, which has always considered itself a safety-focused company, has had to reckon with the possibility that it's accelerating the arrival of the very dangers that it feared most, a rare concern exemplified by a recent standoff with the Pentagon over the limits of Anthropic's, which tried to place on the military's use of Claude. We're doing our best, but we don't necessarily know what the right thing is, Daniela told Time just before that standoff emerged into public view. We're just coming to be as good of an actor as we possibly can in the really challenging situation. And Perigo is a Time correspondent. Harry Booth contributed to reporting to this article. And a disclosure, investors in Anthropic include Salesforce, where Time is co-chair and owner. Our next innovator is Hillary Knight, a hockey hero. And this is by Malala Yousafzai. For female athletes, Playing a sport is more than competition. It's a statement. With every game, the players are proving that women's sports are an economy, a culture force. Hillary Knight embodies it all. The greatest player in the history of women's hockey holds all-time world championship records for goals, assists, and points, along with two Olympic gold medals. She loves the sport so completely, she never stops finding new ways to be great. But her legacy extends far beyond the record books. A critical voice to the United States women's national team fights for fair pay. Hillary advocated for better wages, investment in girls' programs, and greater visibility for women's teams. She helped build the Professional Women's Hockey League from the ground up and ensured that the road will be easier for the next generation. In the final at this year's Olympics, the U.S. team trailed Canada 1-0 late in the third period. With barely 2 minutes remaining, Hillary scored a goal and tied up the game, paving the way for her team's victory in overtime. Of course she did. That's what Hillary has always done. She shows up, she fights for what matters, and when the moment comes, she is ready. And Malala is a Nobel Peace Prize laureate. Next, we have Neil Mohan, A Supercharging Growth, and this is by Belinda Luscombe. When Neil Mohan arrived as CEO in early 2023, YouTube's years as the digital equivalent of America's Funniest Home Videos were already behind it, but Mohan supercharged the platform's growth and its omnipresence. It is now the place where people are most likely to watch NFL games, podcasts, or Saturday Night Live, as they are to watch locally sourced content like Mr. Beast and Co. Come Along. It's on every screen in the home. It's on every media planner's list, and in 2025, it became the most popular video provider on TV sets in the United States. This wasn't totally Mohan's doing. Google products tend to flood whatever zone they're in, but he plays a key role. Leading YouTube requires several discrete and usually mutually exclusive skills. Mohan has enough nerdiness to earn the respect of software engineers, plus sufficient charm to woo advertisers. He has negotiated deals with the biggest sports leagues in the world, yet his warmth has earned the loyalty of creators. As Michelle Carr, who started her own successful channel, puts it, approachability is one of Neil's superpowers. And Luscombe is a Time editor at large. Our next innovator is Yiyun Lee, a resilient writer. This is by Salman Rushdie. More than 20 years ago, Yiyun Lee's first story collection, 1,000 Years of Good Prayers, announced the arrival of a writer of exceptional gifts. American literature has been greatly enriched of late by new voices from everywhere. Chinamanda Ngozi Adichie from Nigeria, Viet Thanh Nguyen from Vietnam, and from China, Yiyun Lee, who now stands at the heart of this brilliant group. Lee's life has been marked by dreadful tragedy, the loss of both her sons to suicide, which would destroy many mothers. She has somehow managed, through an act of radical acceptance, to make a master literary response to the unbearable. In a memoir, From the Abyss. The National Book Award finalist, Things in Nature Rarely Grow, the memoir joins high intelligence with remarkable emotional restraint, honoring the dead while also insisting on life. I don't know how she did it, but I am in awe. And Rushdie is a Booker Prize-winning author. Next is Sabrina Walter, Protecting Women. This is by Anna Mudavadi. When world leaders gathered in South Africa for Africa's first G20 Leaders Summit in November 2025, Sabrina Walter ensured that a global crisis could not be ignored. Through her organization, Women for Change, Sabrina mobilized a nationwide shutdown, 15 minutes of collective silence to honor victims of gender-biased violence and femicide, and to demand decisive action. A powerful, purple-themed social media campaign quickly gained global momentum, with supporters changing their profile pictures in solidarity in response to South Africans' declared gender-based bias, a national disaster. Unlocking resources and renewed policy focus. Before this 2025 breakthrough, Sabrina had harnessed grassroots organizing and digital advocacy to spotlight the pervasive violence faced by women and girls. Her work has driven widespread public engagement, elevated the topic to national prominence, and drawn significant media attention. Sabrina Walter turned collective grief into undeniable power and forced a nation to act, proving that when women lead, they do not just demand change, they make it inevitable. And Moravati is the regional director of UN Women for East and Southern Africa. And folks, we have one more innovator, and that is Noah Lyles, An Unstoppable Force. This is by Willie Chavarria. Noah Wiles is one of the fastest men in the world, winning his fourth consecutive 200-meter dash at the World Championships in 2025. But he also represents a kind of modern excellence that transcends sport. What resonates most with me is his ability to hold both power and vulnerability at once. There's confidence, but also a real sense of intention in how he moves through the world. He understands that being seen isn't only about performance, it's also about presence. In many ways, he's redefining strength for a new generation through openly talking about his experiences with mental health while also being expressive and unapologetically himself. That idea connects deeply to my work as a designer. I'm always thinking about how the clothing can amplify that energy, how it can honor a person's story rather than compete with it. Noah has that rare quality where he's not simply running races. He's shifting perception. He's bringing together style, discipline, and emotion in a way that feels powerful and necessary. And that is incredibly inspiring to witness. And Chavarria is a fashion designer. And folks, that does it for today. We are out of time. I hope you've enjoyed hearing about Time's most impressive 100 icons and innovators. This is Peggy Garvey McMahon, your volunteer reader for Sunsounds. I've enjoyed reading for you today, and I'll look forward to next time. Have a great week. Bye now.